We're in Simen Lamed Beis, the halachas of writing the tefillin. We are up to Sif Lamed Vav, which is a long one, and we'll be doing half of that today. So the Mechaber begins, Yase kol parshi yoseho psuchos, chutz mi parsha achrona ksuva batorah shehivo yom shemoa, sheyasena stuma. In the Torah itself, we find that different parshios, a parsha in the Torah does not mean the parsha of the Seder of the week. A parsha means the Torah was given, Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Torah, a parsha at a time. A parsha is when you find a pei or a samach in the Chumash. The pei is for a parsha psucha, the samach is for a parsha stuma. A parsha stuma and a parsha psucha are written differently in the Sefer Torah. The exact details of the difference between the two we're going to see in the second half of the Sif. What makes it problematic is that there are actually two opinions there. One thing, though, is clear. And that is that between parshiyos, there is always a minimum of a nine-letter space, meaning nine letters of white, nine letters of parchment with nothing written on it, between the parshiyos. And if you don't have that, this is neither a psucha nor a stuma. Then we would consider all of this as if you wrote one run-on parsha. And since the parshiyos were given to Moshe Misinai, that Sefer Torah would be puzzle. So, with regard to psucha and stuma, the difference between the two, one thing for sure, though, you must have this nine-letter difference between the parshiyos. Within the Torah, the parsha of Kadesh and Vahayoki V'yacha, as well as the parsha of Shema, are all parshiyos psuchos. Whereas the parsha of Vahayom Shemoah is a parsha stuma. When you're writing it in Tefillin, even in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, in the Tefillin Shel Yad, where all of them are on one parchment, they are written as four separate columns. So this is different than a Sefer Torah, which is going to make things a little difficult. But they are written as four separate columns. Now also, we are not copying the Torah, because true, Kadesh and Vahayoh Kiviyacha appear next to each other, Shema and Vahayoyim Shemoah do not. As a result of that, it may or may not be necessary to have the Parshis and the Tefillin written exactly the way they appear in the Torah. However, the Mechaber says that you should do the first three parshiyos in the tefillin, Kadesh, Vayoki, V'yacha, and Shema Psuchos, because that is the way they appear in the Sefer Torah. Whereas the fourth one, Vahayoyim Shemoa, because that is a parsha stuma, Sheyasena stuma. The Imshin Apostle and the Mechaber says that this is Ma'akev B'dievet. Says the Ramah, V'yech Shmachshirim B'kulam Psuchos. There are those who are machshir if all of them are psuchos and not stumas. Uvemdinas elu nogim av parsha vahoyim shemo barosh ashita kashar haparshios. Says the Ramah, our minig is that vahoyim shemo is at the beginning of the line. We're going to see exactly what the significance of that is. In other words, the Ramah sounds like our minig is to make all four psuchos. And we are not makbid to make the fourth one a parsha stum, although that's the way it is in the Chumash itself. Now, as far as the halach is concerned, so the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magen Avraham says that we follow the Ramah, that it is the Minhag Ashkenaz to follow the Ramah, and Lechatchila, we make the fourth one a Parsha Psucha. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring those who argue, among them the Gra, and say that since the Ramah does not argue with the Mechaber that Lechatchila, it's supposed to be a Stuma, V'hayom Shemoah, the way it is in the Sefer Torah, all he's saying is that it could be a Parsha Psucha as well. It is ideal to make that stuma too. So we have a machlokas lemaisa, whether to make the fourth parasha psucha or stuma. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that in Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam we would have the same thing, although the order there in the way that it appears in the cloth is different. It's written in the same order, if you remember. There too, one who would follow the Ramah would make all four parshios psuchos. So this is the first half of the Sif. Where the Mechaber says that you should make them all, you should make the first three parshas psuchas, the fourth a parsha stuma. The Ramah says you can make the fourth one a parsha psucha too. And then we have a machlokas achron and whether or not lachatchila we should attempt to make the fourth parsha vayam shamoa into a parsha stuma, or should we rely on the Ramah and just make all four parshas psuchos? Now this is all in the Tefillin Shel Yad. In the Tefillin Shel Rosh, where each one of them is in a separate cloth on its own, the pashtus is that it really doesn't make any difference whatsoever. You are allowed to begin each one of them just at the beginning in any way you want to. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does not like the idea of starting them in the middle. In other words, true, since each one is separate, it is not nikkur that it is a parsha psucho or stuma. If you started in the middle of the line, where there we will find, according to the Rambam, which is the Ikar Adin, we will also always call that a parsha stuma, it's as if the parsha itself is declaring, I am a parsha stuma, where in the Torah it is not. He therefore says that even in the Shorash, first of all, you should start it at the very beginning of each parsha. Not only that, but even as a tzad to say that if you started any of the four parshas, or the first three of the four parshas, in your Shorash, in the middle of the line, that it would actually be puzzle.